Hi, I'm Brent Murphy, pharmacist and head of research and development at Solal, giving you some health and immunity tips during this high-risk time. In this Stay Well with Solal feature, I will be explaining how viruses work. So unlike a bacteria, which is alive, a virus is not alive at all, and therefore to survive, it needs a human host cell to be able to multiply and then to go on to infect other cells and other people. Now, different viruses have different modes of entry. In the case of the coronavirus, it's through the mouth, nose, and eyes, and it invades the lung cells. What it does is when it binds to the cell of the lungs, it injects its genetic material into the interior of the lung cell, where the machinery of the cell is hijacked. And what the cell now does is it starts making more viruses. And once it's made many, many viral particles, those particles burst out of the cell and go on to infect other cells, as well as being coughed or breathed out of the lungs for other people to inhale. Now, once the body has been infected with the virus, the immune system kicks in. And one of the things the immune system does is to create antibodies. Antibodies are substances that kill viruses. But it takes about 1 to 2 weeks for the body to create these antibodies. And the reason for this is that there is a different antibody for every different virus. And therefore, the body needs to identify the three-dimensional structure of that particular virus. So you would have noticed those spikes that come off the coronavirus. Those are things called antigens. And these antigens are what identify that virus as being unique. It's kind of like a fingerprint. What the immune system does is it takes a mold of these surface antigens and creates a unique three-dimensional antibody that takes out that particular virus. And once it does that, the virus is killed. The problem is it takes 1 to 2 weeks for the body to make these antibodies. And during this period of time, the virus can wreak its havoc. Now, in the case of the coronavirus, during this 1 to 2 week period that the body is figuring out how to fight the virus by making antibodies, the coronavirus can trick another part of the immune system, known as the inflammatory part of the immune system, into overreacting against the virus. And it is your body's overreaction to the virus that causes the damage. Now, some people don't overreact, and those are the people who don't have a severe case of COVID-19. In fact, sometimes they have no symptoms at all. But in certain groups of people, people that are older or people that have underlying autoimmune or diabetes or heart disease type of conditions, their body overreacts. And this overreaction causes inflammation of the cells of the lungs. Now, when the cells of the lungs become inflamed, oxygen is no longer able to be effectively transferred from the inside of the lung to the red blood cells for the red blood cells to circulate and supply oxygen to the rest of the body. As a result of this, there is often catastrophic damage done to other organs, not just the lungs, but the kidney, the liver, the blood vessels, the heart, and the brain. And this is what causes the complications with COVID-19. And that's why it's not only important to boost the immune system or to help your body fight against infection. You need to also help protect your body against the inflammatory overreaction of the immune system to this virus. And that's why it's important to take 3 anti-inflammatory herbal substances and vitamins. In particular, vitamin D, a herb called curcumin, which you also can get from turmeric spice, and krill oil, a very effective type of omega-3. Finally, I've been asked, if somebody has tested positive for COVID-19 and has recovered, are they immune? It's a difficult question to answer because some people have been reinfected with COVID-19, and it appears to depend on how effectively your body is able to make antibodies. If your body makes a lot of antibodies after you have been infected, in other words, these substances that kill the virus, then you might be immune to the disease. If your body does not make a lot, then you might not be immune to the disease. So it's early days. We don't know yet. Additionally, we don't know if you do get immunity, if that immunity will last lifelong, or if it will be just for one season, or if it might only be for a few months. This also needs to be determined. Well, thanks for listening to the Stay Well with Solal segment, brought to you by a leader in health and well-being. Mind, body, Solal.